Yo, hip hop is a way of life. It ain't a fad, it ain't a trend, not for those of us who are true to it. It's reflected in our slang, in our walk, and in our stance, in our dress, and in our attitude. Hip hop has a history, an origin, and a set of principles, including rules and regulations that a lot of these new kids overlook nowadays. The music itself acts as a safety valve in society. If there was no hip hop music, there would be much more chaos in the street than we have now. It's our way to release tension, to let out the frustration that young people face in the world today. Over the years, hip-hop has evolved to represent what is happening now, the reality of street life. Rap is the oral expression of this, the tool, the literature. Hip-hop is the lifestyle, the philosophy, and even the religion, if I may. Just as jazz has had its own culture, rap music has its own culture, which we proudly call hip-hop. Although the music and lifestyle is now propagandized by the media and is now exploited by big business, it will still remain for some of us as the raw essence of life. Peace.
This is UCT Radio 104.5 FM. You're tuned into the Get Up Pimp Show 7 to 9. It's time for the hip hop discussion with Mr. Fett and DJ Easy. And the name of the discussion this week is Will the Real Hip Hoppers Please Stand Up? Welcome back to the studio.
I would say welcome to yourself, but welcome to our listeners and weird people in South Africa, non-believers and believers. This is the English version of Mr. Fat when he starts speaking English.
Okay, cool.
One of my street names back in the day was Mr. Sinister. And whenever I speak, I'm sorry. I have to speak. Yo, man, say hello.
It's good to be back.
Cool.
On the Ghetto Pimp Show.
It's good to have you guys back.
It's cool, man.
So, Will the Real Hip Hoppers please stand up?
Okay.
Do you want to explain?
A lot of people must be thinking, why? Even I ask myself why after I dropped the statement. But my philosophy is, man, if you put claim on certain stuff in your life, you're supposed to be there from the beginning. From when A was just a normal A. You see, if you start by M, that means that you were part of the creation. You were in the beginning, to put it like that.
Okay.
You see, and like a lot of MCs will state and say, hip-hop is a way of life. You see, yes it is, man. You see, but I think at the end of the day, the importance is going back. And going way, 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 way back.
Okay.
You see, before destiny was part of time. You see, when destiny was just a thinking option. You see, because before you structure something, there must be some sort of hidden picture that comes out of your mind state. You see.
Cool, yeah.
And before paper was invented, before the papyrus was invented, to put it like that, you see, there was other means of transporting. Lingo from A to B, you see.
Cool, yeah.
And which automatically means, man, that the art of hip-hop didn't start, as a lot of people by now should know, didn't start originally in the Bronx. It resurrected like the Phoenix. That's what happened there.
Okay.
Hip-hop didn't start, and it's going to be mad controversial, it didn't start in so-called Africa. It started in Azania.
Okay.
You see, which means if you get your facts right, your act is right automatically. You see, then you come forward with an open mind and a spoken mind. You see, it doesn't mean because you do hip-hop / MCing for a year or two, then you claim we were there from the beginning.
Okay.
You see?
Yeah.
It is not fun. It's not a situation about let there be light, because you're asking for light. You're not commanding light. You see, so hip-hop is mad philosophical, to put it like that.
Cool, yeah.
You see, if we talk about hip-hop, we talk about the Griots, we talk about the gurus. I'm not talking about guru of gangster, I'm sorry. I'm talking about the gurus. You see, I'm talking about the first so-called spoken word that dropped. Any word that says, hey, any sound, not the English that I'm speaking, because this comes from glue. You see, back in the day, people didn't have any vowels in the wording, and they spoke glue.
Okay.
You see, it was up to certain people, I could say certain Africans, that donated the vowels to English that became proper wording. which means, for those people that doesn't know where I'm walking, just follow my tongue. If you can't see it, listen with your ears, because that's one of the elements. If you listen and hear at the same time, you'll know when a real hip hopper stands up.
Okay.
You see, and if we talk about hip hop heads, it takes more than a head to function a body. You see,
yeah.
Your head might be laying somewhere in some casket, and say, I command you to walk. But if there's no body, what's the effect of all this stuff? You see, and too many people run with the perception that if you claim and if you think and if you speak like modern technology / modern technology, that you're part of a situation. I believe it's based on frustration automatically.
Okay.
You see, because number one, man, if those people that thought that I can afford to claim I'm a real hip hopper, I'm sorry, I'm not. I'm part of the points that's trying to find out where, like POC said back in the day, the roots resurrected from. You see, because obviously it started from a seed.
Yeah.
And we must respect the seed or the person that planted the seed.
Okay, cool.
For this to happen. You see, that is why hip hop is a way of life. You see, it's not inhale and exhale. That's action via the nostrils.
Okay.
And the lung pulls in and spits out the poison. You see, so you must be able to swallow, chew, acid will digest it. Hip hop,
cool.
We live it. You see, but
yeah.
That's just for now. Let him speak quick. I'll be back.
Cool.
Well, basically, I mean, I'm not like Fat said, it's not like we're here to set the record straight. It's just the thing of, I'd say, clarify or make some people just aware. Because some dudes, it would be like, as one of the elements, would be DJing. And a lot of cats, I could say in Cape Town or worldwide, they own like 400 CDs or 500 records, and automatically they're a DJ. You know what I mean? Because they got two CD players and a turntable, but it's more than that. And the same one, just because you got white paper with blue lines and words scribbled on it, doesn't make you an MC or rapper for that matter.
Yeah.
Just as far as hip hop is concerned, it's like, it's livable music. So if you're saying stuff on stage and you don't live it when you're off stage, then you're wasting your time also. It would be like buying, I mean, again, we're not advertising anybody, but it would be buying like a red can with white writing on it. And when you open it up, orange coloring comes out of it. Basically, that would be a fake head, so to speak. Or that would be an MC that jumps up on stage and talking about 40s and brands, and he lives in Langa or he lives in Mitchell's Plain.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Takes a taxi to tech or takes a taxi to college, but he talks about his Chevy Impala or whatever, and that's basically the thing. As we're to, like I said, livable music, meaning that if you're living life with 9 brothers and you guys are sleeping in shifts, put that on your record. Are you with me?
Yeah.
If you guys have got no money to pay, whether it's Mnet or whether it's to pay school fees, put it on your record. If your woman is tight and she's dope and she's your queen, put her in your video. Don't get some model from Topco or whatever and put her in your video.
Yeah.
Put your wife in the video if she's actually the woman you're talking about in your song. And I mean, that's what's happening at the moment, because it's again a thing. It's, we're not finding out where it's coming from. We're just copycatting. We're just seeing, oh, it's supposed to be like that, because when everybody's sleeping, we put on channel 1 and there's all these videos flashing in front of us, and we're like, so I need to stay in that area with that area code, with that nice houses. There must be a swimming pool, and the less girls you have on, the better people are going to watch the video.
Yeah, more people are going to buy your CD as
That's
well.
It, and I mean, that's whack.
Yeah.
I think, I mean, I'd prefer cats just staying in their bedrooms and making the album just there and just releasing it underground rather than trying to make it, oh, I don't know.
And because of things, man, this whole hip hop event has become a money situation where it is mad materialistic.
Yeah.
You see, now the wise and intelligent Luciferian stepped in and said, let's throw money in this thing. Let's give these kind of guys so much money. Because if I come from Bonteville, and I do come from Bonteville, and I earn 20 rand per week at some food store, and a record label comes and says, yes, 20 million. I'm going to smile and think, yes, I've got money.
Yeah.
But what's the purpose of money if you've got no wisdom?
Yeah.
You're bound to be idiot automatically. You're going to spend it on all the stupid stuff that you've never touched base with.
Yeah.
You see, because evil, even the rich are sitting with problems. You see, I asked the question the other day, why do people sit on a throne? Is it because they want to be alone? or is it because the stench of the flesh is unknown? You see, there must be reasons why you're doing what you're doing. You see, because as soon as you start building yourself an empire, you become scared you're going to lose it. You see, because the materialistic point comes with it. Back in the day, back in the millenniums, let's put it like that, money wasn't the fact. Your reward was wisdom and knowledge. That was importance. That's why, if I must go biblical, the book of Proverbs tells you in your face, if you over worship knowledge and wisdom, it becomes dangerous.
Okay.
Because then you start so-called hero worshiping it. You see, you want to sound sensible with no sense. You see, you walk away from the party totally coked out, but you think, damn, I've learned something. What do you learn when you go to a club if you pay to get clubbed?
Yeah.
You see, and if that's confusing, why do you pay for something? Why do you pay for a hit that's going to be around for 3 months? You know why? Because it's fake. If something is true, longevity will come out of it. You see?
Cool, yeah.
I told my grandmother the other day, you know that the first Cowboys were black?
Seriously?
Okay, I'm telling Richard that too. You see? And she's like, how can it be? I'm like, the word cow and boy. Boy looks after cow, so it must be a cowboy.
Oh.
It's not
as
a cow.
Yeah.
It's not a cow man.
Okay.
Because nowhere in the world did the slave master look after cows. A boy look after cows.
That's right.
Yeah.
And that's where cowboy comes from. You see? And this is the importance of hip-hop. Going back to your root seed and find out who was that woman that Jesus spoke to? From which race did she come from? Is this this? Is this that? Then you start thinking, damn, Jesus was a tight MC. Metaphorically, he was tight. He spoke about sheep consciousness, he spoke about goat. But everything in words has got meaning. You see? So when I say, let the real hip-hopper stand up, I don't expect a human flesh to stand up. I don't expect an MC to stand up, not even a b-boy, not even a turntablist, not even graffiti artist. Because if you truly, the seed, now let me say, if you truly the fruit of that tree, what happened to the root and the seed? How dare you claim to be a hip-hopper if not respecting your ancestors? You see, at night you go down, you bow down and you say, please God, Shab God. During the day you still say, please God, Shab God. You see, you must actually learn to split your tongue in two and bring it back to reality and say, oh my word, so this is what it's actually all about.
Okay.
It's not a bunch of jargon. You see, it's not about, no disrespect to any other MC, it's not about, I'm not taking stage unless I get paid. I need the dough. Yes, we all need money, but money can make you run funny too. You see, because that is when you start losing grip with reality, man. You become egotistic, and you believe in your head, man. That if I look to the ground, look up, I'm like, all right, this is what it's all about. You see, my thing is, I'm not fascinated with any cat that sounds like American, or any American that wants to be African.
Yeah.
If we're part of one universe, why don't we act like the universe? Mm-hmm. You see, why don't we respect when a cat makes a sound? Because we'd rather laugh if somebody stupid do something stupid. You see, but not for 1 second we think like, I'm actually stupid, because why am I laughing? What is a comedian? He makes fun of other people.
Yeah,
that's not a comedian. That's judging and not supposed to judge. So are you really the hip hopper that must stand up if you start judging?
Yeah,
is this thing really part of the conversation? You see, if storytelling is the art of conversation, why are you dissing among each other?
Where does who's the best, who's the bad come in? Who's number one and who's number... Are you with me?
Yeah.
We're the tightest. You'll find us. And anyway, where does that come in, though?
You see, and the other thing is this, just to add flavor to that of the month, it's like, I'm dissing you, I'm dissing this one. And I want to say, hip-hop is a black thing. Nah, it's a white thing. But we're dissing amongst the other. Is this the crab mentality what we're talking about? Is that what the hip hop is all about? If I diss my brother, and when another brother was like, yo, what's up, black? I'm like, you're racist? How can I be racist if I belong to a nation? That's what I always ask. If I belong to a nation, how can I be racist?
Yeah.
You see, it's like, as soon as you're starting throwing etiquette and points to a mark, it gets direction. It's like I'm saying I am part of the all. But now I say I'm part of all. I'm not giving a definition.
Okay.
I'm giving it universal construct.
Cool.
You see? So to me, man, it's like too many people chew, I'm going to say it again, but they don't swallow.
Mm. Yeah.
You see, you can talk the talk, but I prepare to walk the walk, man.
Yeah.
Are you scared of his story and our story? You see, my thing is, I know about the Four Trekkers. I know about Peter Retief. I know about the Settlers. I know about all about those people. But it's about time I read about my own people. You see, and that's going to help me to understand my people and the so-called other people.
Cool,
you
yeah.
see, because if we're going to compliment each other, we have to know each other. That's what they say. Say it out is, a thief is a thief and truth is truth.
Yeah.
You see, if I take in the face and tell you, listen here, you know what, man? That bra from that Cain man, he was whack when he went to Nod. You must tell me, who's that? Yo, he belongs to the Canaanites and I'm not happy with him. And you're the only one I can talk to because you're part of that people. You mustn't tell me, damn, that's racist. No, I'm being a realist. Okay. You see, we must stop jumping in that composition, that cushion like, what if I say this? What will happen? You see, if yeah. storytelling is about storytelling, whether it be tribal dancing, I mean, it's so important. But what we do as a people, as South African people, we watch TV, or we get special imports of breakdance movies, we bite the style, we come out hoping nobody else saw the movie. You see? Yeah. Then you do all the moves, you're like, wow. Well, like LBG said, what does it say? The truth
only hurts, but the eyes kill, man.
Hating.
You see, because you can run with fiction, but truth surfaces end of the day, man.
Yeah.
You see, so can you really go and step in a debate and convince people that you're true hip hop head?
Yeah.
You see.
And it's like, if someone says, where you going, and you say, I'm going out, that's not defining where you're going. But if I say, Richard, who are you? And you say, I'm Richard. That's just telling me your name.
Yeah.
And I say, no, who are you? And you say, oh, I'm Richard from Pinegans. That's saying where you're from. Or I'm Richard from UCT. That's the way you are you with me? It's not yeah. who you are. And cats are doing that all the time. Because telling me that you're the 22 Sagabog MC, or you're the dude with the six women, or the nine rings, or whatever, that's not who you are. That's yeah. just things that you've acquired. And so, you know what I mean? Basically, as far as you know, you're claiming that hip-hop
I've
brought
created
it to you.
That.
That's it, but that's not who you yeah. are. It's like, I'm not the dude with the dark gray car or the dude from Rondebosch married to a woman from this area. That's not who I am. All those things don't make me, are you with me? Because yeah. if that car gets jacked or that wife gets killed or that house gets blown apart, who am I then? Because if my identity is going to be locked up in a record deal or my identity is locked up in a FUBU top or in a whatever, yeah. then who am I? Because with all of, are you with me?
Yeah.
And back then, that's my thing. Like back then, cats were talking to 3,000 people and there was no mic. There was no PA system. But cats were talking to 3,000 people and people got the message. Are you with me? Whether it was with yeah. knocking on a drum or whether it was just by speaking, people knew how to get their message out. And it's like now we're trying to define them. We're trying to bring it down to like our own little box and it's not about that. And it's like...
Yeah, I mean, it's actually sad the way people function. You see, because... when I was standard 3, I don't know when was that, but when I was standard 3 sometime in my life.
That many years ago.
Yeah, and when they said, John Fennery came up with a brilliant idea to put a piece of paper underneath a rock. And if you needed post, that was your post.
Okay.
I said, BS, you didn't come with intelligence. You came as a thief mother.
Some
you see, which means
that.
Some coisin cat came past like, okay. Because if paper comes from Egypt, Chambru comes from Europe. Picture the facts. Oh, in Africa or in Europe?
Yeah.
You see, now what I'm bringing down is this, man. Fact is fact. Whether we like it or not.
Yeah.
You see, we have to sleep with the enemy to know the enemy. As simple as that.
Okay.
And you can choose who you want to be. The foe or the friend. It's entirely up to you.
But it's again, fact is debatable. Truth isn't. Because if you think
yeah.
fact, you can't put bodies on a piece of metal and put it in the air. But airplanes do fly, though.
Yeah.
There is metal and there's bodies on it, because that's truth. Are you with me? And it's like, it's for me, it's like cats who's like claiming to be hip hop. That's like Christopher Columbus saying he found the US. I mean, if he found it, it was there already.
Yeah.
How can you say that you found something? Or you're with me? And it's like, I don't know. For me, it's just, everybody wants to be number one, everybody wants to be the best. And for me, it's like, if you're going to be number one, you're not going to have anything to look forward to. But if you're number two, you're always going to have to better yourself.
Yeah.
And you're always going to be working at your game. You're always going to be wanting to say, I mean, I appreciate all kinds of music. And I basically respect all kinds of music also. But sometimes I could listen to some dude, I'll be like, man, where have I heard this before? Because a lot of stuff, it's just different people rhyming.
Yeah.
It's just, and it's so weird. I mean, if you think about it, there's only seven, what's it, you can call it notes, sounds, chords, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. There's only seven. But music is not overflooded. There's music still being made today. Next week, there'll still be new albums coming out next year as well. Because those people are all the time are being creative and they're transcending. But in, as far as hip-hop's concerned, cats are like, no, we can't go there. That's not hip-hop. No, you can't wear that. That's not hip-hop. You can't say that.
Yeah, sorry, laryngitis. Only to a certain point. the thing is this, man. It's like, I think we try too hard, and we're living a world of pretense, man. You see, people like to say, did you check your family tree? Why always the family tree? Are we scared to see what the roots hold? I mean, because trees bear fruit. Obvious.
Yeah.
And root? What does that be? You see? But we are so fasted and so, as I say, man, if you want to be overseer, look stuff from the top. Don't come with that face-to-face nonsense from, like, when in the beginning he made a light and he made a lesser light. The moon isn't a light.
Yeah.
It's a recipient of light. It's a subsidiary. So why must your way of life be like that? Why must you be a wannabe hip-hop cat, to put it like that? You see, why couldn't you say, I'm the real deal, man. I'm the Sheezy. I rip mics apart. You see, if you truly can, man. I just spoke to a guy this afternoon and told him, you know what's weird? If the Khoisan could write on paper, you can't say, I'm going to say now the Khoisan was never illiterate. We were told our ancestors were illiterate. How do you write a click on a piece of paper?
Yeah.
Impossible. And if each and every click means something different, how the hell can I put the click on?
Yeah.
You see, if I see the wildebeest on the cave wall and I see the Khoisan, bruh, chasing it, I'm assuming it's chasing it. I'm not thinking for 1 second it's running with it. Because somebody from the Khoisan will never kill the wildebeest. Because if you die, they believe you become a wildebeest.
Okay.
So why must I kill the wildebeest? You see, they were trying to tell us stories on that wall. But we decided to make our own judgment.
Yeah.
And decide you were a bunch of illiterate, ungodless kafirs, to put it like that.
Yeah.
You see. And we were just happy for all these years to think like, cool, man. And bang, here comes the people from the Bronx. The mixed up with the rhythm. We think like, oh my word.
This is the stuff.
You see? But nobody tells nobody that the first turntable cat was in France. Nobody says that to nobody. We're just happy to find out it's in the Bronx. Yeah. You see? And I'm glad, man, that it actually came back. Because what goes around comes around. It must happen like that. You see? Because if everyone is talking about evolution, what does evolve?
Yeah.
You, the specimen, the ape that walks in the field. You know, Ali Gina dropped a perfect statement the other day. And some people think he's an idiot. He's not the idiot. He spoke to a zoo, whatever it is, zoologist or whatever. And he asked the guy, what do you say, we come from apes? And he's like, yeah. And Ali actually asked him, so how come the other apes doesn't become humans? That's still with us.
Yeah, exactly.
You see, but this comes to show, man. Stop thinking people are stupid in conversation. Because beneath the surface is something mad intelligent. You see, you weren't created to be an idiot. You become an idiot on earth. You see, because you're happy to comply and to walk on earth. Hey, I'm a rugby player.
Yeah.
Hey, I play soccer. Gonna kick balls for the rest of your life, or is it just hanging around? You see, you must actually know, man, when to dissect something or when to let it go, basically. You see, because hip hop to me is not just music. I'm sorry, it's not.
Yeah.
Then I'm the idiot in this game. You see?
Yeah.
If I must go to a blunt party, no, thank you. Let me go to the real Apaches, the Red Indians. Let me go to their smoke party. Because they got the deal. They've got the smoke signals. They've got the conversation. I don't want to listen to Bob Matt like, oh, Tai Chong, this is the illest. Yo. And if I step, I'm like, what is my public enemy? Why don't they dope? What about Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde? Nah, that's old school. Well, I'm sorry, brother. Without the old, there can't be a new.
Yeah.
It's impossible. You
yeah,
see?
It has to come from something originally.
You see? Now, that's what I'm talking about.
Cool.
You see, too many people are on that crest and on that wave, the surfboarding. But not for one would think I'm going to come to show.
Yeah.
You see? Because your action that you do on Earth is a mark that's going to stay on Earth automatically. You can have a million rand, and there's a drug lord now at prison. He's got all the money in Cape Town, but he's got lung cancer now. Who claims the money?
Yeah.
And he's going to say, ah, oh, thanks, drug lord.
That's right.
Your history. You see? You're part of his story. You're part of your story. You destructed something. You didn't create something.
It's coming back full blown.
Yeah.
You see? Too many people are fascinated with the present era. A lot of people say, I do maths. Yes, very important. But do you know how far the sun is from Earth? Because that's maths. Not X times Y. I was told in grade 2 that X means nothing. All of a sudden, in matric, it means something. Who you trying to play with? My mindset? You see, and if you support of your own character, you become one with yourself. You become the real hip-hop head automatically.
Okay,
you see?
Cool.
Because like Reddy D says, we need lawyers, computer operators, doctors. That is hip-hoppers. You can't rap for a lifetime. You can't even graffiti for a lifetime. You must have something to fall back on.
Yeah.
The same for the breakdancers, the b-boys. If you keep on spinning on your head with no knowledge, keep on spinning. At the age of 34, you're going to think, oh my word, I was supposed to stop somewhere in my time and pick up books. You see, we're suffering with the triple A syndrome. Well, we haven't got enough authors to give us authorization for authentic works.
Okay.
That's the triple A syndrome.
Cool.
You see, we run like jackals. We just run. Then we become the hyena, we wait for the lion. It mustn't be like that. If we are so-called born individually, why do we become parasites on Earth?
Yeah.
You see, why do we keep on sucking? Oh, please, Master. We made fun of that other day, and we're like, Master, sick today? Are we sick today? Why are we sick?
Yeah.
Are you just going to say, are you sick? You've got to get thrown back in the field? You see, because in this game, you get a field. Field.
A field cat and a house cat.
Yeah, you get the so-called, back in the day, it's still the same. I guess the word nigger means the root and foundation of a country.
Okay.
Because Jesus' brother was Simon the nigger. If you want to test me, step to me. So nobody's going to tell me.
No way.
You're being American because Simon the nigger was Jesus' brother.
Where'd you get that from?
Some people look in the Bible, Holy Bible. Yeah. Holy means whole. Yeah, that's where you get it from.
Basic instructions.
Before leaving Earth.
That's the Bible.
Like, yeah. You see, the thing is, as I say, man, all information of the real hip-hoppers lies in the scriptures.
It's in the good book.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's not in the cookbook. That's
whoa.
That's totally out. It's not even there. You see, so a person just want to make it clear and give people clarity. Window lean isn't important. You need accessories like a Sammy to clean the window.
Yeah.
You see.
So actually the window lean is making it clean. It's a whole lot of things.
It's just to squirt it on.
Yeah.
You see, cool. That's what, and you need a window.
Yeah.
To do that.
Yeah.
You see. You can't say, look at my window and it stays dirty. Sorry, people. You must cleanse yourself. People say, was Mary a virgin? Nobody can tell me. because she was told, make yourself immaculate. If I make myself immaculate, I go clean myself. People don't read between the lines.
Okay.
They go for the jargon. Jesus died for our sins. No. He showed you the suffering, the sin in the resurrection. His example. You see, people are not focused. People are happy. Oh my word, we did it. Another album.
Right, we're doing it again.
It's not the album. I tell a lot of artists, we working on our third album now. I don't focus on that. If the album's finished, the album's finished. But I focus on the live performances. Because that's how you attract your audience. Seeing is believing.
Yeah.
Hearing is deceiving.
Okay, cool.
You see, if I tell Easy, you know what, man? I saw a rat. I saw a rat at Tiger Book Zoo. He said, yeah, it's cool. But he doesn't go see it. You see, but it's his duty to go find it if I'm speaking the truth. Because I'm going to be honest, don't believe what I say. Figure it out.
Find out. That's cool. The thing.
Yeah.
You see, that's the importance. You see, because I can be mad funny and rip a lot of stuff out of a lot of stuff. And I can bet nobody can battle me. Because you know why? Because I'm hungry to get battle. Because if I've got the creator with me, I'm not scared. Because I've got the best MC with me.
Cool, yeah.
You see, so take me out if you want to, man. There'll always be another one and another one and another one.
Yeah.
You see, because life is a cycle. Like hip-hop has got four corners, five corners. I don't go for that 40 million corners that other people try to add on. If you stick to the basics, and the basics is foundation.
Yeah.
Then you'll know what it's all about. You see, because at the Ja Rule concert, I had to talk about it, but I must talk about it.
Yeah.
You see, if people want to play around with other people's mind states, I wasn't born an idiot. And I'm quite sure a lot of people out there are mad intelligent. You see, you can't send prophets and they're false.
Yeah.
You see, don't when Public Enemy came out, don't when Paris came out, and Poor Righteous Teachers, all those MCs back in the day that came out with highly intellectual stuff. Then the media jumped in, they stopped those guys. They threw you a lot of whack rappers, pathetic rappers, just to move away. Because an educated nation is a strong nation. You see, because they were going back to their roots to educate the nation. But because Lucifer still had time to play around with, you know, the fake MC still had time to play around with.
Yeah.
It's just like, throw money in these cats. Mm.
Yeah.
They can't function.
That's the whole thing.
You see, it's like I'm blunt and I pray. What am I praying? I'm seeing jumping cars and all that stuff.
Yeah.
You see, so a person will break it down. We'll take on a break for 1 second.
That's right.
We've got the song, I believe, so.
Cool. Going back after this one.
If I don't die.
Cool. We'll wrap it up after this.
Cool, this is the High and Mighty with The Meaning.
If you
know. High Mighty back in this. You think you know what I'm meaning? I'm just an 86 witness.
Said I had a Lexus or a triple beam, I get a deal. I'd rather speak upon Omari's cheek steals. It's the outer paper, not the caps I peel. I use my independent money to pay the rent. Remaining hell bent and far from heaven sent. Where they went, the days when mics got destroyed. Bees just bored and soft punks got toyed. Unemployed was a happy go lucky MC. And now that's all they fucking be bringing to me. Where they went, the summer concerts on concrete. Elite could put 12 G's in the seats. Now I release a masterpiece of my music. It's 99 and no one could use it. They'd rather reuse it, the audience confuse it. Take Chuck D's time bomb, try to defuse it. Gotta come cheap to compete. That's why when I choose to go deep, you go sleep on a verse. You're not gonna get
dead at first. Like OJ would never ever get a hearse when he died. Think about the lies over lies. Converse about the hurts of this rap universe. Cause radical elements remain eloquent. The repercussions tear right through the fabric. So act quick. Kids at the top is laughing. They trying to turn hip hop to just plain rapping. Let the poppers pop and the breakers break. Cause it's just so much of this shit that I can take. Now I can't stand the rain. This shit's all the same. Mr. E, excommunicate your whole game. Back in 88, baby, everything was gleaming.
What I mean? You thinking of what I'm meaning?
Skills at, where the ill raps, where the new tracks, where your heart at, where the new jacks, getting contracts, I got a rhyme that I ain't even wrote yet, the drama classes for the masses, hip hop, glaucoma, baby I prescribe the glasses, the vision's near sight, the narrow mind, the whack shit that you hear, the song hate and fight, take it like party, fools act retarded, in 98 lyrics, just disregard it, now how hard it be, yo, really concentrate, writing metaphors, whack shit, I annihilate, now fools coming through, spilling much gibberish, while Mighty Mind and I stay at Nicholas, rap's a bedpan, and I'll be the nurse, removing shit with lyrics that I disperse, nail your coffin, cause your death's epitome, your fate be taken out, it's most likely, not likely, we be the high and the mighty, stomping out crews, the team of the 90s. DOC
should have been number one to me.
Latin
should have been number one to me.
The Dismaster
should have been number one to me.
Showin' A
should have been number one to me.
The Crown Ruler
should have been number one to me.
And Dilated
should have been number one to me.
KMD
should have been number one to me.
The Tough Crew
should have been number one to me.
And JVC
should have been number one to me.
The Main Source
should have been number one to me.
The Arsonist
should have been number one to me.
The High and Mighty with The Meaning. Back with DJ Easy and Mr. Fat on the Ghetto Pimp Show here on UCT Radio. And Ghetto Pimp Show is an acronym for giving healing education through teaching one principles, improving mental position, in case you didn't know that. We had a call from Glenn during that musical interlude, and he says that we should pose the question, what if hip-hop is the answer to equality and unity?
To make a long story short, hip-hop must take in the gospel.
Okay.
I'm not talking about the ghost spell. I'm talking about the gospel. You see, because as soon as you start, that's why KRS-N says, KRS-1 says, I don't entertain, I edutain.
Yeah.
You see, you must educate automatically people. You see, but it's up to you, man, to walk away. Because if you don't love yourself, how are we going to become united? You see, too many people throw that commandment up and down, love your neighbor like you love yourself. How do you love yourself? You tell me. By decorating your outer body or decorating your inner body.
Cool.
You see, because within decorating your inner body, you must educate it automatically. You see, that's why when you get born, you are born to serve, not to be part of the world.
Okay.
You see, because you can be in it, you can be part of it,
not
but
of.
Soon later you're moving.
Cool.
You're leaving, and then you have to answer on the other side.
Yeah.
What was your purpose on earth? As I say always, I put stripes on Adidas. Get back and put the laces then in, sing that into shoes nowadays. You see, your outer is just there. It's just a cell.
Yeah.
You see, the elements inside, man. That's what it is. And that is the game, hip-hop. Because we can talk about everything in this world, man. And we'll come back to hip-hop. It will come back to that so-called way of life. You see, if I build a house and it's got four rooms and we are four people, that's enough. If I build one with 44 rooms and we're four people, are you stupid? Why do you play at night? Hide and seek? You test the beds out and all that stuff. You see, you mustn't overrate stuff, man.
Yeah.
Rate stuff the way you see it. You see, don't because you paid 100 rand for Ja Rule tell me the concert was nice because you're scared you're losing your money. You already lost your money.
You don't want to say, twack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hip-hop will unify, but it's up to you to unify yourself first and foremost, man. You
cool.
see, what do people think does university stand for? It's uni, number one. And VAS means open.
Okay.
Open knowledge, universal knowledge, universal university.
So hip-hop in itself could be a medium for people to come together in once they really...
Once you bite the hook, don't be scared that the guy on the other side is going to pull you back.
Cool.
You see, but it's up to you, man. When that hook comes out, you must walk.
Yeah.
And then you start talking. You see, another girl asked me, like, over the phone, don't you think when you speak? No, I don't think when I speak. I'm wasting my damn brain cells if I think. Because the art of speaking is speak. Then you learn what your inner speaks. But if I'm going to sit there and think what I'm going to say in the interview, will the real hip-hop stand up? Do I talk about whack MCs? Do I talk about graffiti artists? I don't want to touch prison stuff, man.
Yeah.
I'm part of the prison. I must go back. You see, I was robbed of my past. I'm going back for the treasure chest. I'm being Captain Hook all of a sudden. Sorry, bro, you're not part of my people, but I'll be Captain Hook for now. You see?
Cool.
And be Captain Crook at the same time because I'm just coming back to take my knowledge. You see?
Cool.
But I'm not telling you, yeah, Richard, because your ancestors took my stuff. It's because of you that I'm so stupid. I'm blaming. Why am I
you're
blaming? Yeah, you blame shifting? Is that what you're doing? Yes, I am doing this, but I start blame shifting. I am here as an individual. I must take my stance.
Yeah.
When Yeshua spoke and they asked him, must we pay taxes to Caesar? The plain sentence came out. Give unto Caesar what belongs to Caesar.
Yeah.
He wasn't scared. He was telling him, do whatever you want to do. But you're worshipping my father end of the day. And my father doesn't require money.
Yeah.
So what does that tell you as a hip-hopper? Do you really need money to survive? Because if you're intelligent, you can acquire other stuff. Not by means of like, I put myself Ray-Bans, I'm going to sell it for 60 Rand.
But that's the thing, it's like you were saying, and those who are not making the albums are always complaining. No? It's
yep.
like, they're forever like, oh man, these other cats, they got the stuff, they got the studios, they never give us the time to do a demo.
Yeah.
These other dudes never give us a 10 minutes to open for them on the big shows. It's like, they're always complaining as if the world revolves around them.
Yeah.
It's not about them. Like, you get into traffic and then there's a lot of cars, you're like, oh man, why me? Why am I in traffic? You get to the shop and there's a queue for you to buy something, it's like, oh me, everything is about me.
They just like,
and it's like
not seeing
because,
the bigger picture.
Yeah, because you're thinking... You know, the sooner you can get there, the better you can get wherever, whatever trip you're on to be Mr. Whoever, Mr. Big Stuff or Mr. Record Deal. And it's like, again, the master or the creator, whatever you want to call him, said, he will give you everything that you can imagine. No, he didn't say that. Or anything that you can dream of, no. He said anything that you can ask for, think. No, it's like the tape says, think.
Okay.
Imagine, dream and think is three different things. Are you with me? Because you
yeah.
can imagine what you can do with a lot of money. But you can dream what you can do with our money, but you can think. And if you thought about it, you'd know what to do with it.
Okay.
And that's the thing. Everything that you need is going to be there for you. Because, it's like you said, hip-hop comes back to that. The birds in the field, they got clothes on. Are you with me? They're not stressed.
Yeah.
Are you with me? In the field, they're not stressed about what's going to happen tomorrow. Yet we worried about what we're going to wear to the next show, what we're going to have on, what hoodie, what cap
yeah.
is going to match our sneaks or whatever. And that's played out because that's not important. And it comes back to the old school again. It's like what's inside is going to run out here. Like in Afrikaans, they say, what you had fun for is going to be more fun or.
Yeah.
So if there's nothing going on inside, nothing's going to come out in here. And we can pick that up when you play from the 10 CDs on your disc. If you play 7 of those CDs, it's just going to be a lot of nonsense coming out. And 3 of those dudes are actually living the music. And
yeah.
that's what I'm saying. If you're saying hip-hop is livable music, then live to the music or live the music. But if you're
yeah.
not living the music, then just, man, just keep quiet.
Yeah.
And I think, man, if you're hungry for something, then you must go for it automatically. Because when you've got food in abundance, you most probably won't drink water. or eat plain chips, I can bet your whatever. When you walk and you come out of the desert, water's gonna taste so sweet.
Yeah.
It could be mind-blowing. Wow. Nice chips. You know why? Because now you need it.
Yeah.
You see? But when you had it, you weren't grateful.
Yeah.
You see? Because as soon as you start thinking, I've got it, you're losing it automatically.
Yeah.
You see? Knowledge is an accessory. It's up to you to acquire it.
Okay, cool.
You see, you can't sleep and think, tomorrow I'm writing a test. Let me read Psalm 23. You're not doing Psalm 23. You're doing a subject of something else. That's a subject matter.
Okay.
You see, don't think because you're so-called a believer that the non-believer isn't going to come. That's his main object, to rip you apart.
Yeah.
So all I can say is like, I'd like to end the show with a song. So I'm gonna say this. For all you fake hip hoppers out there, I don't know what a real hip hopper is. But I'm gonna tell you the way it is. If you know you truly deserve and you can stand up, then stand up. But for now I'm sitting down because I'm still walking the walk. Because I wanna talk end of the day. And I'm not going out like John from the Rubik standing at Adley Street. I want to go out with a smile on my face, knowing I set the mark
cool. In
this life of mine. It's not a long life, but it's worth it. Every second. So hip-hop can unite people, but first and foremost, unite yourselves. That's important. This is Mr. Fat signing out for now. Cool. All the real hip-hoppers, please stand up.
I'm going to say this. It's like, there's not even enough time for you to be yourself, because you're too busy trying to be someone else, and that's phony.
Yeah.
And if you think about it, This is it. There's no take 5, take 6, take 152. You only live once. There's no rehearsing. This is not a dress rehearsal. This is not the warm-up show. This is not the opening act. This is it. This is life. You get one shot.
Yeah.
And if you stuff up, I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, it's not the type of thing that, oh, scary, blah, 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 you're going to die, whatever. A car's going to knock you. I don't even know if I'm going to be here next week or even 2 weeks from now. But I'm just saying, whatever you're doing today and the choices you make today is definitely going to have an effect on tomorrow.
Yeah.
And it's like, if you want to say equality, if you want to say whatever, and you're a hip-hopper, make sure that's what you love. Because there's a dude called Steve Covey. He likes the number 7, and I mean 7 is a cool number anyway.
Okay.
He's always writing books about the 7 habits of so-and-so, the 7 habits of effective people, the 7 habits of teenagers.
Okay.
Pick up that book. If you think about it, Mickey D's, we just come from there 2 hours ago. That was a thought once upon a time, and that dude's making lots of money. But it was an idea. But an idea is just an idea until someone actually takes bricks and takes sand and cement and go and build that thing. But I'm sure when he told someone about it, people were like, man, you're never going to make it.
Yeah.
Check what that dude did. Are you with me?
Yeah.
And it's like, if you have an idea, put pen to paper and then live it. Put goals up for yourself. Set it up. And for me, it's like, if you die, because that's what Steve Covey talks about. If you die and you want people at your funeral to say that you was a good dude, you have to live like a good dude.
Yeah.
If you want no one to be at your funeral saying, but this dude owes me money, don't borrow. Don't, you know what I mean? Don't
yeah.
make loans from the bank. If you want no one to be at your funeral crying about this and that, then don't live like that.
Yeah.
But if you're going to live right, people are going to be there and say, you know what? This dude's not here, but it's going to be as if he is, because this is what he left behind. And like I said again, you only live once. There's no rehearsing.
Cool.
I'm out.
Shot.
Cool.
Thanks a lot for coming in. Signing out the end of the discussion with another Karius One track, and this one's called The Conscious Rapper. Pretty clever lyrics, so if you take a listen.
Hot chocolate is nice, fat cat.
You think this is easy, right?
Yeah.
You think this is easy, right?
That's easy.
You think you got what it takes?
Yeah, that's easy.
We gonna see. We gonna see right now. So you wanna be a conscious rapper? Can you handle the press and ain't negative chatter? Can you eat cold platters and still spit data? Watching others spit lies and ain't pockets get fatter? Can you climb up the ladder and reach the top? But it still doesn't matter, cause you ain't pop. Can you rock for the love of the art? Can you drop hit after hit after hit and still on chart? Can you really stay loyal to God when your life is full of strife? Plus it always seems so hard. Can you handle the criticism? People holding you up to higher standards, but they don't live them. Can you hear these kiddie flows and laugh at it? But when you
when they call you contradictory. The whole industry, you gotta push and pull it. To really get with me, you gotta dodge they bullets. Blah, blah, blah. Every day in every way, your critics got something to say. At the same time, you gotta uphold Christ, uphold life while others flash cars and ice. It can break you down, take you down, make you frown. It can actually shake your ground. But if you love who you are and believe in that, best believe you will be where the teacher's at. And where's that? In vacuum, cold or heat? Yes, I declare victory over the streets, over Stan, over these beats, over the so-called elite, over the strong, over the weak. I know how to speak, and most of all, I know how to eat. I know I want humble and meek, so you better think about that before you rock to this. Sometimes it's easier to pop your crisps.
Think you can do what I do? Think you can step in my shoes? You have no clue what I go through.
About being a conscious MC, well, you gotta love God and you got to live free. You got to see the life that others can't see. You got to be the person that others can't be. You can't be a SLAVE. If you saying to yourself, this may be me, then you know going in that you work against sin. Your very skill will kill the demons within. So don't expect respect from slaves and hoes, nor the slave masters video shows, nor the rap mags. You know how it goes, especially black mags. You know they don't know. Just go to the crowds that you know will need you, cause nothing compares to the respect of the people. That's what you look for, that's what you work with, cause anything else is truly worthless. You better think about that before you rock to this. Sometimes it's easier to just pop your crisps. You better think about that before you rock to this. Sometimes it's easier to just pop your crisps.
Think you can do what I do? Think you can step in my